tests and evaluations before retiring. He'd volunteered for treatment at the National Intrepid Center of Excellence, or NICO, a medical facility that used holistic treatments to help our country's warfighters recover from careers often filled with traumatic brain injuries. We both wanted all his injuries, including brain injuries, to be documented by the VA for after he was out of the Navy. There had been no time to address medical issues over the past 2 decades while entrenched in continuous training and deployment cycles. Now that he wasn't being run ragged, either preparing for a war or deploying to it, he was beginning the steps to heal body and mind. Now that he wasn't being run ragged, either preparing for war or deploying to it, he was beginning the steps to heal body and mind. It was encouraging to hear him say he felt as if he was getting something out of the program, whether it was yoga, acupuncture, or one-on-one counseling. I think he was surprised it was helping. While not the type to talk about his feelings or proactively seek treatment, to his credit, Eddie was giving the program his all. After completion, he'd officially be on his way to retirement and joining us in Florida, where the kids and I had moved a few months earlier. We were counting down the days. For the first time since we'd been married, I wouldn't have to share Eddie with the military. He'd be with his family, safe and in one piece. And while his body had been through the ringer in service to his country, not that he would ever complain or even mention it, we were better off than so many of our friends. God had returned Eddie to us alive and relatively healthy. We knew too many in the SEAL community who couldn't say the same about their husbands, sons, and fathers. So the whole family was in high spirits, optimistic about the future, and hopeful about what God had in store. I trusted in Him to guide us the rest of the way. So far, I hadn't been disappointed. Eddie's reintegration into our family from his last deployment to Iraq, our fifth deployment as a couple, had been one of the easiest we'd ever experienced. My rule of thumb was that a 6-month deployment needed 6 months for full reintegration. He'd already been back from the Mosul deployment for a year, and this time it had felt effortless. I listened to a podcast while adding the final touches to my makeup routine. The podcast told the story of Joseph, whose brothers had betrayed him and sold him into slavery. While a slave, Joseph was falsely accused and thrown into prison, only to be eventually released by the Pharaoh when he became aware of Joseph's unique ability to interpret dreams. When Joseph was reunited with his brothers, they begged him for forgiveness and charity, which he readily offered. Joseph had no desire for retribution for the disloyalty, telling his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." The story resonated with me. I felt something similar was happening to Eddie. Little did I know how close the parallel ran. All we'd heard at the time was that a few malcontents from Eddie's previous platoon had been working overtime to fabricate stories about him, intent on maligning his otherwise stellar reputation. The rumors and lies they'd been spreading had raced through the SEAL community until the stories had taken on a life of their own. It was a horrible game of telephone that had been going on for the better part of a year. The tall tales increasing in severity with each irresponsible retelling. I was still holding out hope that common sense would prevail, but at this point, I was just happy Eddie would be retiring soon. We'd be leaving the community that had been such an important part of our life for so long. In hindsight, I was probably aware of only a fraction of the issues Eddie was having at work since his platoon's return from Iraq. He tended to keep work issues at work. Of course, there was always a certain amount of gossip in the community. Who did what on deployment? Who was cheating on their wife? Who got in a bar fight? Who'd gotten a DUI? The term hate train was common vernacular. Guys would select a target and, for whatever reason, work in overdrive to spread hate and discontent about that person. I'd seen it time and again. But knowing what to believe when these hate trains got momentum was impossible. So in the past, I'd never bothered trying to distinguish fact from fiction.